Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
We live. Y'all know what time it is. Welcome to Chat Shit, the official Rap Shit podcast.
Oh, yes. The companion podcast to the HBO Max original series from Issa Rae, Rap Shit, honey.
I'm your girl, Jessie Wu. I'm a host, actress, singer. You know, I do it all.
You do it all, girl. My name is Zach Campbell. I am an artist and YouTube sensation. Jessie.
Yes.
Can we talk about something for the girls?
Let's get into something for the girls.
Now, if you ain't seen this episode, you know we're about to get into some things. Yeah. We're about to get into some things. We're going to chit-chat and we're going to spoil everything.
There will be some spoilers.
I'm going to need you to run it back.
Exactly.
Go catch this episode up and come on back to chit-chat with us on Chat Shit.
Period.
Right?
Let's get into
it. Let's do it, Jessie.
You know what?
What?
First of all, this episode, remember in our last episode I said I was ready for concert tickets.
Yes.
We're heading there.
Are you sure?
I feel like we heading there.
Because it was a rocky start in this episode.
It's a rocky start, but I feel like we see the potential. So it's going to be a lot of bumps in the road in our head.
Yeah.
But we're going to make it.
Because when my girl, Shauna, when my bitch said, can we just get into how my bitch was like, Rosa Parks.
Yo.
In the back of the bus.
Student loans holding us down. Girl, ain't nobody got time for that.
You thought Bernie could save you, ho? Pay back all them dollars I gave you, ho. Don't forget, this is a business. Keep praying for that forgiveness. 20 years before you finish, and then boom, I hit you with that interest. But getting an education's the American dream, and I'm that bitch, Sally Mae. I was seducing schemes.
And I'm Mia on the bed. I ain't gonna lie. I really feel like, can we open this up with, I feel like this episode 2 really dives deep into trendy and, like, woke rap.
It does.
And I feel like we should unpack that. Like,
I want to unpack that, but before we do, it's a lot of things that happened before that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's kind of like...
Want to start from the top?
Yeah.
Let's do it, mama.
Let's do a little clean sweep. Let's sweep around, get into something. And then we really going to get into the nitty gritty of what we want to talk about.
Gotcha.
First of all... Mia friends are some haters. Like, let's...
Okay. Oh, we about to have a difference up in here.
No, it's giving hateration.
You think hateration.
They were definitely hated, but it's like, I get it. Shauna did allude to her kind of having a little bit of a, you know, a twang to her back in high school because she thought she was headed a certain place. And things didn't work out for her with that. So I think, like, Mia's friends are kind of clocking her, like, girl, you don't remember who that was? You don't remember who she was back in high school?
I loved how Mia was like, no, y'all, she, you know, she cool, like, X, Y, Z. But they were coming like, no, the bitch used to look at us, like, look down on us. So Mia, take it back to episode 1, then that lets me know that Mia wasn't just talking about post-high school.
Yeah.
She was talking about while they were in school,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. Like, you
that's
did, you was full of yourself back then. So now life has humbled you a little bit, but we do see Mia have some compassion for her because she's getting to know her.
Absolutely.
So I do like that. I like that it seems like Mia is softening up for Shauna. And we're going to see more of that in the episode. So I did like that.
Yeah.
But let's fast forward to your girl, Jill. Because Jill... So
I don't like, I'll say this, I'm in the middle. I don't like the vagueness. I don't like how vague she was talking to her. Very like, oh, hey, girl, I did see your video. It's cute, whatever.
Yep.
But I do understand where she's coming from as far as like, I can't just put you on. I can't put my name on the line. Mm-hmm. What about my career too? You know what I mean? And I feel like that could split a lot of shit up because for me personally, like I said, I've had friends that be like, oh my God, I need you to X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, well, I can't just do that if you don't have the material to back it up. That's
right.
Like if somebody asks you to review their music or whatever and they only have not even a full song.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
I get that perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't like how black people be getting in certain spaces.
Uh-oh. Not gatekeep.
And now you gatekeep it and you shutting the door behind you. I mean, maybe that's just me being just a little too deep right
now. No, it's not. No, but open it up. Yeah, open that gate up,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, but I don't like that. And here's the thing. My if you really my dog and I get in a room, you getting in that room. Because here's the thing. Jill is in those spaces and she's seeing other people do that. Ride for artists that do not even have half of Shauna's talent. So you see that your friend has a mid-viral, it's like semi-viral video. Why not bring that up?
Yeah.
Don't you see, like, the people who be winning in this industry long-term, they be having a click. They clicked up.
Oh, talk about it.
They are clicked up.
Not you about to expose the girls.
They are clicked up.
You know
so
how it is.
So why are you gatekeeping your job at Spotify?
Yeah.
Then, not only that, but then you call the other girl, BB, and y'all having that side commentary. And
did she call you too?
Yeah.
Bitch!
That was the first.
Okay, now that was late.
Did she call you too?
And text me. Girl, now she in a rap group? What is happening? I really do not know what she thinks I can do.
Hello, Miss Spotify. Hook it up.
You know I want to help her, but I can't just call in favors for my friends. Plus, this is my career, too, and I don't think that Shauna even respects that. Plus, I'm not promoting her if there's nothing to follow up with.
Well, you need to tell her that.
Girl, I tried. Shauna don't listen to nothing.
But her own music.
The perception of Shauna at that point becomes, in my mind, is Shauna that friend? That friend that needs something all the time? Or or is she just a hungry artist that is like, hey, can y'all fucking support me?
Yeah.
Talk about it!
No, let's talk about it.
Because, bitch, it can go either way.
No, let's talk about it.
It can be, because like I said, I resonated with Jill on the sense of, only the sense of, hey, I only could do so much with you because you only have so much material.
Yeah.
But I didn't like how she did call the other girl, like, she's just being her own world. I'd be trying to tell her. And then Miss BB did say, why don't you tell her this?
Exactly.
Then?
I did like
you
that about
you didn't tell
BB.
Her shit, bitch.
Exactly.
Miss Jill girl.
Exactly.
You didn't say anything.
You didn't tell Shauna, you don't be listening, you don't be doing it. And to be honest, Shauna doesn't give me somebody who's out here constantly begging for people.
That's what I feel.
She doesn't give
but
that.
But I feel like they want to make her seem like that because she is a hungry artist.
Exactly.
But is it because she's a woke artist? Because like I said, the whole conversation, I feel like the whole conversation about this episode too was the verses of woke rap and trendy rap.
Yeah.
Because no shade, I can't bring you to a meeting and you up here talking about Malcolm X and Rosa Parks.
And how Malcolm was your ex.
We're not doing that. No shade.
And Martin was my king. No, ma'am.
I know that we are in a social climate right now. We need that kind of speech. We need that kind of message. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
However, but I feel like there's mediums for that message.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm not pro trendy rap because I love how woke rap like Kendrick Lamar, quote unquote, or J. Cole, quote unquote, can be considered woke rap. But they do it in a trendy way. Let's talk about it. Know what I mean?
They do.
And I feel like Shauna is on the way, way left side of
Shauna's
it.
Shauna's giving no name.
Yes! Perfect example.
Shauna's giving no name.
Yes.
Shauna's
the
giving,
artist no name if you don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shauna's giving Rhapsody.
Yes.
Like, that's what she's giving.
Old school, bitch.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, the no names, the Rhapsody, like, those girls will definitely rap circles around the main girls.
Absolutely.
But there's a reason why they're on the sidelines.
Talk about
it. And it's like, not saying that we're not pro them, because Rhapsody, anytime she drops something, I'm in her mentions.
I'm
retweeting. No name. I love what she stands for.
Yeah. But I think that there is this common battle, right, between what's hot and what's real. And the question is, both of us being artists.
Yeah.
Do you feel that you have the responsibility to talk about woke shit? Or do you have the responsibility to just make your coin and make people feel good?
I'm going to tell you this. I feel that it's easier for male rappers to be woke than it is for female rappers to be woke.
Are you waking it up like that, bitch?
Yeah. Oh, we going to wake it
ding
up.
Dong.
Ding dong. Ding, 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 ding.
These are facts.
Let's talk about it.
But why? Okay, so why do you think
Because, first of all, men ain't trying to hear women be woke. Let's not act like men have not silenced us as women. They don't want to hear our thoughts.
Yep.
And then women don't want to hear another woman be woke, because God forbid a woman gets to walk in the room and wake some shit up that you didn't have the strength, that you didn't have the savviness to do. So now you feel jealous, mm-hmm. you feel little because this, this other woman is shining a light in places that you couldn't. So you don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
So the women, they don't have the space, they don't have the backing to give us the woke music that they really want to give us because nobody wants to hear it.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Yeah, I think, nobody wants to hear it.
I think also it's because media has sexualized women for literally since the dawn of entertainment. Like, literally since the dawn of entertainment, like, women were a fucking prop, no shade. Yeah. It's very much like, oh, girl, get up there and show your leg.
Yeah.
And show your kneecap. And now show your titties.
Yeah, now show your titties.
And, you know, now we're show your titties. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like,
yeah,
it's actually, I think that's why, you know, the silencing of women's voices still low-key carries in entertainment to this day.
Of course
like
it does.
Like you were saying in episode one, like, you know, men have always, like, rap women always had to be behind a man to be pushed or had to be fucking them. Ooh, we should talk about that in episode two, too. Let's talk about that in episode two, by the way.
I cannot wait to get into that.
Ow! Because, but that's exactly what it is. It's, like, that's the...
You gotta be ushered in by a man. You gotta be... desired by a man. And then you almost have to be desired by other women too. And other women, without you, without us even realizing it, what our desires have become have been what we see men desiring.
Talk about it.
Talk about, like, even when we're dating, we're looking at what men like. We could sit here and say and act like we're not doing that, but we are doing that, which is why Shauna was looking up Fatima in episode one.
Oh, yes. Because is that what you want?
Is that what you want?
Is that what you want?
Okay. So literally, like, that has leaked into the rap game.
Yeah.
So it's a conversation to be had. Yeah. Like, Shauna is not crazy here.
No.
And then I feel like what I like about this episode, we kind of see Mia starting to realize that. Mm. Mia, you know, she's going through her things with her baby daddy. And you know what? First of all. Episode one had me looking at Lamont like, Lamont ain't shit. He's another raggedy baby daddy.
I thought we were going down the exact same trope. And I love that you did not give me, episode two, we're going to talk about it, but I love that she did not give me the stereotypical baby daddy ain't shit trope. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, girl. Before we get into that, though, before we go forward, let's go to keep it in line. Listen. Speaking of Fatima, let's get into Cliff's storyline really quickly, right?
Oh.
So we get into Cliff's friends playing the game or whatever.
Shout out to Kid Fury. Did you realize
that? Yeah, I love him. Shout out to Kid Fury. I was so excited to see him, by the way.
Yeah.
So they're in the dorm playing games, whatever. And I love how Shauna's video comes up.
Yup. Because my bitch is trending.
Period. And like you said, going semi-viral. And the boy is like, oh, wait, love Shauna, but who titties is these?
Yeah, who is these titties belong to?
Which, this is going back to the sexualization of women in the entertainment business, T, because now I got your attention because my titties are out, but let's talk about it. Anywho, so the dude passes over and I'm like, oh my God, I know those titties.
Yup.
Which, like I said.
I know them pussy lips.
Bitch, you talking about pussy lips again. Why are we going to do this every episode about pussy? Which if that's okay, I live for it. So I was like, loving that. It's actually quite interesting. Like, sex definitely does sell.
Yep.
That told me that immediately.
Yep.
Because I know you know my titties.
Yep.
Which you I live.
He identified the titties.
I identified the titties. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm on the OnlyFans, right? Pull up the OnlyFans, and you see my bitch Mia busting it open, right?
Busting it wide open.
I love how he identified the titties, and, you know, she's doing her thing on OnlyFans, right?
Yep.
Immediately, yep. Cliff comes in.
You ain't tell us that your girl Shauna was in a rap group with a porn star, bruh.
How you gonna be a senator? And your girl is up in here rapping about gagging dick.
Wait, no, we can't do that though. Like, we're in a new era of women.
Oh, you got
Shauna does not have to be Michelle.
I'm sorry.
We're gonna let her be Melania.
I don't like how immediately, though, Mia was judged for sex working.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it?
Can we talk about
it? Just really briefly.
Because you were all right with paying for the titties.
Uh-oh.
But now you're not happy that the titties is setting themselves up
for something else.
For something else.
Because let's talk about it. Really quickly, my sex workers out there, I don't like the perception that sex workers, one, are always available.
Yup.
I don't like that they get DMs. And, like, because I have friends that work in the sex working industry. They always get DMs. They always get, like, these unsolicited messages and shit like that. I don't like that because it's like, and they don't think they have a future beyond sex working.
Exactly.
Even if they're using it for a stepping stool.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I automatically am judged to put in this box of, your girl hanging around this girl.
Yeah.
And what the fuck is the problem? problem.
Exactly. It's kind of like when you think about Cardi, too. When Cardi first came out, people were mad, not because she wasn't funny and not because she wasn't talented. They wanted her to stay in the sex club.
Yep.
That's what they wanted. Yep. You pull. Yep. That's it.
That's it. That's it. So fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like,
so they don't want to see you go beyond that.
Bitch, if we're going to be real, if we're going to keep it funky,
yep.
If that's the case, that's like if your brother or somebody is working at the fucking McDonald's, yep. Bitch, you might as well keep them in that box because that's exactly. All they're going to be. It's exactly that. And
same
I think
thing.
That some people use sex work as that stepping stone, mm-hmm. And that leverage, because it is a lot of money in the sex work industry.
It is.
And like I said, sex does fucking sell.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So I didn't like that. I didn't like how they tried to make it seem like Shauna was going down the wrong path by befriending and working with Mia.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. I really want to touch on... She had the closet studio.
Come on. You gotta start from somewhere. And I love how I love my bitch
studio.
Mia said, did you steal this equipment, girl? And my bitch Shauna was shook, bitch. She said, And my bitch Mia said, it's okay.
No, but whole time, how was she getting the money to get this?
Wait, did I miss something? Did you see? Because I know she texted unknown number.
Exactly.
And it said.
So that card that she took a picture of. Because I'm like, how is Shauna getting drinks, studio equipment? We down to the club.
Yeah, no, my bitch had a beat pad, by the way.
Come on now, exactly.
I was like, bitch, that ain't cheap.
Girl.
So you must have really ran up that AMAX.
Okay. Karen's AMAX
bitch, before fraud detection came in. Oh, baby. And I mean, I feel like my bitch got at least a couple of G's. Like, she got at least 5K out of that car before fraud detection figured it out. Because, bitch, you got a sure mic,
yep.
A beat pad,
yep.
Bitch, air cartons on the wall. And I'm like, you got money some way. Like I said, Mia.
Shauna said, I'm finna be somebody.
I have to.
I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna go somewhere and I'm gonna name this Mike Lauren. Very fitting. We gonna name the Mike Lauren because that's what we gonna do. I'm here to 1, 2, 3.
There
student loans are keeping me down and around.
The fact that she went into that now... I love how she said what? Because student loans is fucking... Everybody can relate to that.
Yeah,
everybody can relate
it's predatory
to
lending.
Which, my personal opinion, yes, I was triggered. We don't talk about our triggers.
No, I was very, very triggered.
I very was like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
I feel that. But then Mia on the bed was like, bitch, I don't know that.
Well, I don't know that.
Can I be honest with you, Jesse?
I cannot relate to that.
I am sometimes envious of the girls that don't have any student loans.
Let me tell you something.
I'm gonna be just a little real with you. When Mia was like, bitch, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, I wish I could say that.
Bitch, they overturning everything but these student loans. They overturning everything but these student loans.
Because why? And I think Shauna, no shade, was onto something. Why is it so easy for an 18-year-old to get a $56,000 loan for a fucking school? But bitch, very, very, very difficult to get a loan for a house or a car. What is that about?
Mind you, like, niggas be in their 30s, can't get a loan.
Literally. Bitch, you can get FAFSA in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat, what the fuck is that about? And they add all type of interest.
Oh, down. Because you're not going to, girl, you're not going to pay this.
Yeah, off. You're not, so we're going to hold you down for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like, so I do feel like, damn, I can relate to Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm driving down the highway, am I trying to rap about my student loans, man?
Bitch, now I'm thinking about my credit score going to the fucking store. I don't want to be going to the store like, yeah, my credit score is fucked up.
No. No, ma'am.
Like, I don't want that. Like, I don't want to, and I think that's what Mia was like, so can we talk about fast cars and money?
Money.
But that's real shit, though. Like, no shade, female rap and turn up and trendy rap, quote unquote, definitely peaks in the summer.
It does.
Everybody knows that. The city girls of the world are popping out during the summer because they know that their market is there.
Yeah.
People want to feel good. And I think people lose... I think people shit on trendy rap because it is engineered to make you feel good, and that's it. It's just like your favorite piece of cake.
Yeah.
It's the exact same. Yeah. I think it's the same piece of red velvet. Ooh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. The extra icing.
Mm-hmm. Buttercream, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think
with
it really
a little bit of nuts on top.
Oh, bitch, you better like a little bit of crunch.
Ooh.
Fuck.
Not we hungry.
Are you hungry too? Cause bitch. But it does release the same endorphins, I feel.
Yeah, it does.
It does give you that same rush of like, I feel like I don't want to think about my student loans. Yeah. I don't want to think about me owing rent like my bitch Mia said. The rent due on Friday.
Yeah.
And nigga, I still ain't got nothing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I, when Mia left to go sit on the couch to go with her roommate. Is that her? Was that Shauna roommate?
I think that's Shauna roommate.
Okay, so
she literally said, I'm going to the bathroom. Next thing you know, see outside.
She said, I'm eating popcorn
I'm not rapping
and watching.
About this.
I don't want to rap about that. My bitch, we could pick it up tomorrow.
Yeah, we could pick it up tomorrow.
No, we can't.
Shauna's like, no, bitch, Lauren is ready. Yeah. The mic is hot.
Well, yeah. And it's like, no, it's not.
No,
it's not. Mia was like, and I love how Mia was like, listen, without telling her too much business, I got shit to do.
Yep.
I have a child to take care of. Mm-hmm. I have to go.
I have to go.
And I love how when she was leaving, this, now I want to ask you this. Is this some Miami shit for real?
Yeah.
My bitch left and she said,
drive safe.
Fuck you mean drive safe?
Fuck you mean drive safe?
Drive safely.
Like I don't drive safe all the time.
No.
What's up?
It's just how.
Bitch, whoa!
What's she trying to say? Because, see, the thing is, me...
Is that Miami for real, though?
So Miami.
Really?
Bitch, don't tell me to drive motherfucking safe. I'm going to drive motherfucking safe, puss asshole. Bitch, I'm driving safe up in these motherfucking streets. Bitch, seatbelt is on.
Passenger airbag light is off, bitch. Yeah.
I'm locked in. Chameleon, who plays Mia... is funny as hell. I don't know if she understands how funny she is.
No, she definitely... Like, and she this plays show this role
is like,
down.
No, this is like, are you acting?
No, dead ass. I honestly feel like...
ridiculous.
Remember, I told you, I didn't like Mia in the first... On the first episode of Chat Shit. I was like, I didn't trust Mia.
Yeah.
Because at first, I didn't know what the fuck your... What was your intentions, bitch?
Like,
you know, I was very protective of my girl, Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how... If you look at this duo, and I don't want to give my predictions away yet, but I just love how if you look at this duo, you can tell that Shauna is breaking Mia's walls down.
Yeah, she is.
In her personal life, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that makes me very, very happy to see. So we get into Mia's life a little bit more this
episode. Yeah, we do. Yes, we do.
We get into Mia's life a little bit more, so we see that.
First of all, her mom is ghetto as hell.
Bitch, now, his mom was in Miami. Is this... Now, give me the tea, bitch. Do you have any friends in Miami that was like
First of all, most of my friends in Miami had young moms.
And I was going to say, they had she looked like that was her sister.
She looked like her sister.
I was like, that's
your
sister.
They had young moms, and her mama dead ass said, girl, just...
You in your 20s. You didn't go you didn't fuck it up.
Yeah, so close the door and lock it and leave that baby in there.
I said, wait. I said, are we calling CPS, mama? I hate a bitch like me triggered. I said, ooh, I got abandonment issues, girl.
Because
I was a CPS bitch. So I was like,
oh my God, really?
I was. Absolutely. I was a foster care child.
Really? So,
yes.
But my mom used to, so I'm the oldest of four.
Mm-hmm.
When her mom said that, I was triggered because, like, my mom worked a 12-hour shift.
Yeah.
She's a registered nurse. She was working in the OR.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, like, it was, lock the door.
And don't let nobody in.
Lock the door, don't let nobody in.
Yeah.
And mind you, like, we was living on 169th Street by the 163rd Mall. Shout out to everybody. If you know Miami, you know 163rd motherfucking Mall. That's where we were living. And that was the thing. Like, close the door. Like, and I would literally put, like, a chair at the door.
Girl, bitch! Come on, Scooby-Doo, MacGyver. Girl,
you know,
anybody getting this motherfucker.
Doing the movies.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let me put a chair under the knob. So can't nobody... We safe now.
Come on, Sandra Bullock.
We safe now.
Dead ass.
Her mom, I was like, yeah, this definitely gives Miami mom, young mom.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that first studio session. It was crazy. It was whack as hell.
Yeah.
And Mia went home. Mm-hmm. She did her OnlyFans. Now we got her meeting Mr. Gray in New York. We ain't see Mr. Gray's face or whatever.
You ate right.
But then he was saying, he was like, you know, I want to take you all over the world. And she's like, I need a man. Exactly. She's like, I should. I need a man to spoil me. I need, like, she's, something is clicking.
Something is clicking.
Something is clicking for her.
Yeah.
And then Lamont. We get to see more of Lamont's story.
Yeah. It unfolds a lot more.
We see Lamont's story more. Like, okay, damn, Lamont. Okay. You got your shortcomings, but he's hustling.
Yeah.
His car done got... Mind you, he just gave her the $4,000.
But before we get to that, though...
Yeah.
Because he was flexing on her.
He was.
You was pump faking.
You was.
No shade, you're in your story talking about your Rolexes and you in the, in the nice car with your AP. And I love how my bitch Mia got her story like, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you dealing with a nigga that ain't got no headboard, fuck it. And he got an AP, run. I love how she said, bitch, if he got a motherfucking Rolls Royce, check the registration and license, please.
Yeah, please.
And I think that we need to, I like you highlighted this in the last episode of Chat Shit about how Mia, even though she does these different facets of hustling, She gives these motivational, like,
she do.
Words
it's
to
giving,
women.
It's giving Umar.
It's giving, it, like,
Umarisha.
No, for real.
Umarisha.
Like, low-key, give my bitch Mia her doctorate.
Yeah.
And tricking these niggas.
Give her her
because
her
she,
doctorate.
Because she gets it.
She does.
Like, I think, like, I was like, I'm up here in the whole relationship. I'm like, yeah.
Right. He ain't got no motherfucking head, boy. And you know what's funny? Like,
oh
me and my,
my
friends always say that shit. These niggas ain't got no headboards. What
bitch,
the fuck is going
no,
on?
No, fuck a headboard. You ain't got no fucking mattress frame.
You ain't got no mattress frame.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got no headboard.
Uh-huh.
You don't got the mattress that's under the mattress.
Oh,
what's
what
that
is it called?
The box spring?
The box spring.
You ain't got the box spring. Why is your sneakers lined up by the window? Where's your closet? Why is your TV ain't got no TV stand? What's going
not,
on?
Not on the goddamn, not on the, what's some things, them crates,
on
bitch?
On the table. The little table, the little breakfast table.
Ooh, about the side table,
the
girl.
The side table.
Oh, my God.
Why is your TV not plopped it up?
That's a, what? Wait.
Plopped
not
it
mounted,
up.
But.
Oh, plopped it up.
Oh, bitch, you down south for real.
Plopped
not mounted, but plopped it up. Yeah.
Your
yeah.
shit not plopped it up.
Yeah, it's not.
And
no.
you over here spreading your legs for a man who got a plopped it up TV.
Yeah.
So, no.
That's the thing. I think that Mia was like, and I love that she got petty and then blocked his
yep,
ass.
And then blocked him, period.
And I think it got his attention because obviously he got on his story and tried to be like, don't let nobody shit on your dreams.
Yeah.
I said, Lamont, just when I start to like you a little bit, shut the hell up.
Okay.
And
don't let nobody shit on your dream.
But I kind of like that his story. You know, like we got to know Mia's story and, you know, the baby girl was cutting up in school.
Cutting up.
And she had to go down to the school.
Cutting
and
up.
She took away her iPad and
cutting
shit
up.
Like that. And the mama, you know, Mia took away her iPad and shit. And I like that.
I was triggered by that, though.
Uh-oh. Did you got her iPad got taken away?
No, that she that she was telling kids that she was going to drag them out of space. That was me.
Really?
When I first moved to Miami,
uh-huh.
I didn't know how to speak English. I was coming in from Canada.
Talk about
it. And my first language was French, and my second language was Creole.
Talk about
so
it.
So they had put me in a Catholic school, and I think I just didn't have, I felt like everybody was speaking English but me.
Mm.
And nobody was listening to me. And so one day, like, I stood on top of a table, and I was like, bye bye.
Ooh, I thought she put, I'm like, you put a spell on us.
Yeah,
bitch.
They said, Miss Wu, we're gonna have to let your daughter go.
Oh,
Mama was like, let her go where? Is it vacation? Is it vacances?
I love your mama.
where is she going? Where is she going? They're like, yeah, no, we're letting her go, period.
Oh, shit.
Like,
bitch,
I got expelled. Yeah, I expelled.
Damn.
Like, so I when the teacher was talking about her having big reactions to small issues, I could see where that goes. Because something is frustrating her.
Uh-oh, let's talk about it, though. Is it the divisive in the family household?
It might not even be that.
You think it's not?
Because for me, it wasn't that. It was school.
Mm. Like, was it just the elements?
Was exactly.
Really?
But then when you hear the teacher say, but academically,
she's
soaring.
Sickening. Yeah.
So maybe she's not in the right class. Maybe you need to move her up. Maybe she's not getting what she's supposed to get. It's not giving what it's supposed to have gave.
But that's, I honestly could identify with having these big reactions to small situations.
Yeah.
But for me personally, I did stuff like that because I was acting out from home situations.
Okay.
Like, I would, like I said, I was in foster care.
Yeah.
And my grandparents, shout out to my Nana and Papa, they raised me.
Aww.
So they got me out of foster care and did all
great.
The legal shit, right? So I was back at home with my original family, but
okay.
I was not raised by my mom's side of the family.
Okay.
And so I was raised by my dad's side of the family.
Oh, wow.
And because of that kind of divisiveness and then seeing people in, like, I used to hate, like, when people, moms and dad came up to, like, parent-teacher conference.
Yep.
And I'm like, I just got my nana, my right. grandparents, you know?
Not them coming in here you with their daddies.
You know what I'm saying? And so I'm,
yeah.
I used to have that. It kind of makes you act out
yep.
in a way and
I
lash out because that's
yeah.
what you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you have to be so defensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like there was little inklings of that in that conversation that we'll probably find a little bit more down the line.
Yeah.
And I liked that they did talk about how kids and get affected by grown-ass adults' decisions.
Yep. Period.
These are facts. You
when
know
Mia
what I mean?
Said, I wish I had a teacher that was locked
bitch,
in.
Bitch, did you
how
gag?
Many of, how many of us could relate to that?
Shout
out
down.
To Mr. Estes. Mr. Estes was my fifth grade teacher, Single
yeah.
Palm
yeah.
Elementary School in Miami.
Yeah.
That's the only teacher's name I remember.
I only remember my girl Deborah Jeanette only because I cussed her out and she was the first white woman lady, white woman teacher I had in my life. And she was young. She was like 24 at
yeah.
the time and I was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
And I thought I knew more than her.
Period. because you did.
And so that's the only reason why I remember her. That's the only reason why I remember her. But
you remember those teachers that invested in you. So Mia had a point in that. But even in that conversation, you kind of see both of them, Mia and Lamont, are going through something right now. Mm. Shit ain't panning out.
It really warmed my heart that he was at least on FaceTime for the meeting of the child and actually excited that his child is smart and want to invest in her future in X, Y, and Z.
She's talking about dragging classmates into outer space.
My bitch
want to be an astronaut.
I love that. I love that. Like, but I love that the father was there for that and like encouraging that, because like that's another conversation about
she
like
she want to drag bitches to space.
Like black families don't have shit like that. Like we don't have the support, and I love that Mia even dressed on that. Like I wish I had teachers that gave me that kind of support. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Before we get into that, though, before we go forward, you said that you brought up the $4,000. Yeah. You dropped out of nowhere. Talking about some, I got you on pause. Are you hang up? And then just sent $4,000 ain't nothing. That's not nothing to shy at.
I mean,
I had said
that's
now,
a little coin. Now.
That's just a nice coin.
Yeah.
Because how much is rent going for Miami?
The rent is not giving $4,000.
Okay, so how much is the rent? Not, like average rent in Miami?
Well, where they were staying at, that's not giving me $4,000.
Right.
That's giving me like $1,500.
Okay, so if you can get a nice place for like $1,500 in Miami.
I ain't say it was going to be a nice place.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying.
You said it's livable.
It's given. Because, like, when I look at the area, it's kind of giving me, like, Opa-locka, Miami Gardens. Uh-huh. Like, you could get, like, a little something cute, something for the summertime.
Something for the girls.
For $1,500.
Okay.
But that's what it's kind of giving. And remember, he was like, I gave you a little something off top.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was kind of, like, flexing on her.
Yeah.
But also, shit, I'm flex on me.
You flex on me. Did you know it? Did you notice how Mia got kind of soft and supple?
She's like, soft and supple.
Like,
oh,
all
okay.
that like hard shit. She said,
okay.
Now I was like, bitch, what happened to that? Fuck you niggas with no hairboards. But meanwhile, now it's,
okay. That's cute.
And he said, you gonna unblock me?
No.
But it made my heart so warm because I loved how Lamont was like, look at my baby want to be an astronaut.
Yep.
That's amazing. Like, my baby's smart. And he was telling his homeboys, like, my baby's smart, y'all.
Yep, my baby's smart.
I'm like, oh, my God.
But also, too, let's talk about how when he did drop that $4,000, a bell went off in Mia's head. She's like, damn, that music money hit different, don't it?
Bitch, you ate that, Jessie. You ate that. She definitely did that.
Wrong.
It did, because she was like, it definitely hit.
Yep.
And I love the line he said, because I resonated with it so bad. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch.
Placement came through. I'm seeing you a little bit on top just because I'm cute like that.
Wait! Now music money hit different, huh?
Yeah, I told you. It pay off to dream big. That small shit don't work no more.
Damn. Got my attention.
So you gonna unblock me now?
No.
Them little dreams don't do it no more.
Like, it's not the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some real fucking shit. Like, that lets you know. When you're in the hood, and especially where we come from, where like you don't come from privilege and shit like that, and you have to make it out the mud, you understand where it's like, I have to dream big. And there's so many people in the black community, especially that as you're coming up, you need to go to school, you need to X, Y, Z, because that ain't realistic, that ain't realistic. We get told, at least for me, I got told it's not realistic throughout my whole life until I became an adult to make it realistic.
Yeah, true.
And I think that he was speaking from his inner child, if I had to be honest, when he said that line.
Yeah.
Because it was like,
true.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, I'm tired of struggling.
True.
You got me fucked up.
True.
And I'm tired of even my family telling me it's not realistic.
Right.
And I could tell him that just from that line alone, it was some like, I'm fighting it back. Like, sending that money for him was more than sending money for his
family. It was like, damn.
That's what it was giving. And I think that that's what Mia was like, wow, oh shit, it hits different. Wait, bitch, I need to be doing, wait a minute now, I make a little bit on OnlyFans.
Exactly.
But bitch, wait a minute.
A few scenes later, you know, later on in the show, we see her sit down and she's going through a rabbit hole of Shauna's dreams.
Oh yeah, when she saw with the producer, we got more storyline on Shauna's and that producer's backstory.
Now she's going down that rabbit hole like, damn, this girl had dreams.
Yeah.
You know, you got Lamont out here dreaming.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? Like, this girl had dreams. She was with this producer. It's clear that she was literally like the epicenter of what he was doing, and then he used her lyricism and her gifts to catapult other female artists.
And then, but you see how he they were walking on campus, it looked like.
Yep.
And he was like, I just got my beat on 21 Savage, yep. XYZ. And she was generally happy. And he was like, but Shauna gonna be next up, though, yeah, XYZ. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that tune very much changed. And we don't know why, because if you see Shauna, when she was talking to Cliff, she was like, I haven't been in a group or duo since you know who.
Exactly.
So she don't even like to say his name.
Exactly.
So I want to know.
She traumatized.
What the fuck happened between them? Like,
she
get something clearly fucking, and he was pissed that he was working with, it was Raina Rain.
Yep.
And
Iggy Azalea.
Hyping her up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Basically, mm-hmm. making a product out of this, because it is a cash cow, like we said.
Yep.
And you could tell that shit pissed her the fuck off.
Yeah.
And I like that Mia saw that and was like, and asked her, like, so what happened?
Yeah.
Like, what fucking did that for you? And, like, why did y'all stop working together like that?
Yeah.
And it's actually quite interesting to see, like, it's a perspective thing, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to become a perspective conversation, because it's like, clearly he chased his dream.
Yes, he did.
Clearly. But did he fuck over Shauna?
Yes, he did.
Mm.
Like, it's clear. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have all...
We don't have all the pieces, but
it's pretty clear, like, mm-hmm. something fucked up happened. And I think that even helps Mia soften up for Shauna even more.
Because
now she's going down the rabbit hole.
Absolutely.
And now we see them revisit shit.
Absolutely.
Now we get to that conversation.
Absolutely.
Where it's like, yo, woke rap versus pussy lip rap. Okay? Like,
absolutely.
What are we doing?
And I think that we can go and talk about how her and Shauna got together after, you know, she left and Shauna hit her up, like, can we talk?
Yeah.
And she, you know, let's meet up for drinks. They met up for drinks at the Plymouth, and Mia went and met her up.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked, and they had a good conversation. And let me tell you something, this conversation really got me going.
Yeah.
And when she was
let's have this conversation.
Oh,
cause
this is some real shit, Jesse. Yeah, I don't, we may piss people off. I don't care. Here's what happened. If you look at it how it was, these were two perspectives versus each other.
Yeah.
You have somebody saying, I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's needed. And you have somebody saying, I don't see nothing wrong with being idolized by men. Because I love how when Shauna said, "What if the male gaze is what fucks us up." And I love how Mia was like, what the gaze got to do with that?
Right.
What the gaze got to do with that?
What the gaze got to do?
I live for that.
Listen, I'm telling you,
I love Mia so
I'm telling you right
much.
Now, we need a Mia stand-up special.
No, dead ass.
What the gaze got to
do with that? What the gay niggas do? She said, no, the male gaze. And I was like, okay, this is actually
that
a good point.
That was such a Miami moment.
It was. And I live for that. Like, I love that she was like, well, Lil' Kim had to do, you know, with Biggie, and then Nicki had to get her body. Because the thing is this, I often used to say, Nicki is sickening, right?
Yeah.
And she was gorgeous before the work, but she was definitely at a time, and I remember watching Nicki grow from being, you know, just Nicki Minaj and Queens to be Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
And I remember how she was so pressured to get her body done.
Yeah.
You can tell that Nicki was told and influenced by men to satisfy the men, the male gays, like my bitch Shauna said, to be like, oh, you need to get your titties done.
Yeah.
Get your ass done. To the point where I feel like Nikki's going to come out and talk about this sooner or later.
I think probably like years down the line.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because you could tell even sometimes when Nikki gets like, when she talks about the industry and men, the passion behind it is not just because of the fucked up shit with music.
So she had to figure out her own way to say those things and still be commercial.
Yep.
You know, I feel like that whole Roman era, it's like, okay, that was her way of, let me just sneak a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me
just
sneak a little bit of my artistry.
Yeah.
Not just my rap, but my artistry in here and give y'all a little wokeness.
Yeah.
You know, let me be metaphor. Because even like Shauna, she's like, we should hit metaphors. Like, nobody does metaphoric rap like Nicki. Nobody.
I'm
not even a barb like that.
No, same. But I ain't heard it yet.
Nobody hits metaphors.
No.
These girls don't even know how to sneak and say some shit.
Yeah.
They just gonna say pussy lips. They not gonna say.
Can we just get a t-shirt at this point?
You know?
At this point.
Like,
but yes,
Nicki gonna, you know, lick it. Envelope. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Bitch, I get more head than a pigtail.
And hello.
You know what I'm saying?
But these bitches, pussy lips. That's it.
Yep.
They don't know how to be artists.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so I feel like Shauna has a point there.
Yeah.
Where it's like, and then, but then, like, what Mia was saying, she's like, you don't think bitches just want to have a good time?
That's true.
Is that what you think is going on? Girl, we in the middle of a bad bitch renaissance.
No.
Nah, because everybody looks the same. There's nothing unique about it. And the shit is not new either. Biggie did the shit to Lil' Kim. He made her this side chick. Then he tossed her. Big Benny did the shit to Nicki. It goes on and on.
Girl, I don't know that nigga. When I look at Nicki, I see a talented fly bitch.
Look, I'm not taking nothing from her. I'm not saying she's not a talented fly bitch. But every single female rapper's success is tied to some nigga that wants to fuck them.
What?
I know that's
yes.
right.
Well, thank you, Esther.
Esther, stay out of this one. Girl, Kim was a woman's fantasy. She said the shit that girls wanted to say.
Okay, maybe Kim did. But right now, is no woman really, really doing that. They're just puppets. They don't even write their own shit, Mia. It'd be another nigga in the back giving them bars.
So you telling me that it's no possible way that women could be having a good time and winning? How I see it, you letting these niggas control you.
Yeah,
and you so concerned about making art for them, they got you in a hoodie and a fucking mask.
It's true.
That's true.
Especially when you in Dade County.
That's true.
Like, bitches want to have a good
fucking time.
She
said this fucking Miami.
Yeah,
like,
you got a mask on, bitch. Mm-hmm. You rapping with a mask on. Bitch, we in Miami. Bitch,
when
we
she
in
said
Miami.
That,
you,
I
got your, you got your Maya Angelou mask on. Bitch, we in Miami.
Bitch, why the mask okay look like Batman, bitch? When the bitch was... When, Shauna, I love you, girl, but when she got on to Shauna doing a little sex, a little
situation... Oh, we're going to get into
before
that.
Before we get to that, but yeah. I just wanted... That conversation between the two girls at the bar... was so monumental for rap,
yeah.
for female rap music. Because
and what did
it was
Mia
perspectives.
Say?
What?
Mia said, bitch, we are in a bad bitch renaissance.
Uh-oh. Freeze.
We are in the middle of a
bad bitch renaissance. These are facts. These are facts. And I feel like, on top of woman empowerment, it's nothing wrong with being a bad bitch. And I like that Mia said, what the fuck is wrong with being idolized and looked at by men?
Yeah.
And because she's a sex worker, she has a different perspective.
Right, she does.
You know, she has a perspective.
She does.
Because, bitch, it's a lot of fucking power in sex working.
It is.
Because, bitch, as a woman or whatever you are being sex as a sex worker, you have the power to turn people on.
Yeah.
To get people off.
I agree.
That's a power.
I agree. And
so,
let's not act like...
I think that's where she's at with that.
But let's not act like y'all rappers nowadays, uh-huh. y'all are giving sex work. Let's not act like...
These are facts.
It's like, yeah.
Because the gag is, female rap has turned into stripper clothes.
Yeah.
I can't tell...
It's the same thing everywhere.
I can't tell if my girl from Magic City is a rapper or just a stripper because
literally.
The rap mainstream girls are now wearing the same outfits
exactly.
you got, bitch.
Now
they're wearing
the
your same costume.
The strip club... influences y'all.
Down. And if you say it don't, you're lying.
You're lying.
You're lying.
You're lying.
Because, bitch, you definitely got the same latex suit my bitch Candy
period.
Got from fucking Magic City.
Period.
No shade.
No shade. We're just speaking facts.
Speaking facts. So, bitch, if anybody feels like sex working is below them,
exactly.
bitch, you're low-key doing
it. Yeah.
So now what?
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So, yeah, Shauna has her points, but Mia made bigger ones, in my opinion.
In my opinion. And
she
think,
made bigger ones.
Is that unpopular? I don't know.
It's like... Again, going back to it, do we want woke shit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, would I prefer to have woke shit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think there's a way to do it, though.
How
I think
do you do it?
In my mind, I think that there's a way to combine woke shit in a trendy way.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, like you said, women can't do it because, like, Kendrick and J. Cole's can. But there is a way women can do that.
Yeah.
And I feel like... Well, Beyonce is a really big symbol of it.
Yeah.
You know, she knows how to be fierce and sexy
and woke.
But woke as shit.
Yep.
But in an artistic way. Formation is a trap song
literally.
Down. Pop trap. But bitch, it's all about police brutality.
All about
being fucking strong as a black person.
Yep.
But bitch, I'm going to fucking dance my ass off to it.
And we had white people doing the formation.
Hello.
It was like, we tired of this police brutality. We tired of this racism. We tired of socialism. We tired of capitalism. We tired. I mean, white people were so oppressed.
Yeah, bitch, very.
We are so okay.
And so there is, I think that these two girls, but that from that conversation, are going to find a medium.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. I think that's what the duo is going to be all about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so let's talk about my favorite part of the episode.
Let's talk about it.
Let's get a little spicy.
Let's not her with the Spider-Man mask on.
It gave Batman. Bitch, it gave Christian Bale Batman. Bitch, it was like when she came on. Like, first of all, give it up for my bitch natural body. She looked amazing.
First of all,
she came on screen.
Can we talk? Nah, I squirted.
I love that.
I squirted a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I felt a little squirt.
A little drip, drip.
I was like, wait, hold on, wait a minute.
Because she looked good.
Not me turned on.
No, bitch. Now, besides the mask.
Come on, girl.
The mask creeped me the fuck out.
Yeah.
I said, bitch, all right now.
But Shauna got a body on her.
Bitch, a body. When she got on that, and she got on that bigger, and that mask came on.
Listen.
And And Cliff said,
wait a minute. It's up.
And so he was like, you know, come for me.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I told you, I live in a for masturbation and for that sex, like FaceTime sex situation. Yes. The thing is, if you're going to be in a long distance relationship, it's going to have to give.
Yeah, it has to give.
Like, if I was in a long distance relationship, no shade, you know them little fucking panties that you can press a button and make you vibrate all the, out of nowhere? That'd be me. Bitch, I'm shopping. I'm sorry. I'm in a long distance. Imagine, bitch, you out shopping. You, and they're like, are you okay? I'm just in a long distance relationship. I'm sorry. I'm just getting popped right now.
Okay.
And so
I'm done.
I think that shit was important, you know?
No, it's important.
But you say you have an unpopular opinion about this, about this, like, masturbation situation.
Okay, so I don't masturbate.
What?
No.
Like, at all?
I don't.
Like, you never, like, filled on saddle?
No. So
flick the bean, as they so say.
No.
Wow.
So, when I was... Oh, Lord. This
this gets very deep.
When I was in middle school, I would never forget my crush. Like, we were French kissing after school.
Yeah.
And he, all of a sudden, like, he slid into my panties, and he did it.
And you
I was like,
whoa. I don't like this.
It was the best thing in my life.
Oh.
The best feeling. Oh. I could not understand it.
Okay.
And then I remember just going home and trying to do it to myself. Mm-hmm. It wasn't given.
So is it the fact that you don't like masturbation or you don't know how to masturbate?
I don't think I know how to.
There you go. That's a very
and
honest
I've tried
thing.
Over the years.
You ever had like the little rose little thing that go in the clit and like vibrates the shit and goes crazy?
I just can't.
You're not a toy girl either.
It's like I had a guy do a toy on me once and I finally came, which was 2 years ago, child. I know.
You had bondage. Your first orgasm 2 years ago?
Yes.
I'm gagged. But that's such a woman thing.
Yeah.
Like, because y'all fucking put, like, we saw pussy lips. Y'all fucking, y'all shit is like a mechanical.
Yeah, it's like
but you gotta press the buttons at the right time.
Right.
Like, bop it. Twist it.
He was in there pressing buttons.
You gotta be like, twist it. Bop it. Oh, no. Like, you remember when you lose? Oh. Vagina is very that.
Yes.
Like, and I'm gay as shit, but bitch, vagina, I've had my first
time
vagina, and it's very that.
Yes, it takes work. And
it's
I think
work.
He was in there pressing buttons, twisting things. Like, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I thought the neighbors was going to call the cops.
Yeah.
I was in there screaming. I was screaming for my life. So I think for me, it is that.
Yeah.
And so I have never had FaceTime sex.
Wait a minute. Now, bitch, now you're making me feel like a little dirty little slut. Because I used to live for Skype sex back in the day. Uvu sex.
Not
my girls. Oh, yes. I was a fast little boy. Yes. In high school, just having my little, I used to, all the little gay boys on like back in high school that I had a crush on. Absolutely, bitch. We used to get on Skype and you would talk and do your math class.
Do your thing.
Next thing you know, bitch, the girls,
we pulling the
things
we pulling out the lips. We pulling the lips out. It's time
and so,
for lips.
I guess I've been doing that since like 2011.
See,
girl.
I don't know. I want to be that. I would like that.
I feel like maybe you should need to learn how to masturbate.
Yeah.
I feel like if it's just like, because, bitch, I know some girls that can make themselves squirt and it's sickening.
See.
Like, I'm like, bitch, that is amazing.
I don't know.
That is an ability that only God should know how to do. And you know how to do it.
But you know what? That's what I really liked about this scene.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah. She did it right.
Shauna is that girl.
She made it sexy.
Like, she made it sexy. I was like, damn, I want to be that.
Yeah.
I want to know that.
Yeah.
I want to feel that.
Yes.
I want to be that.
But you saw how Cliff was, like, so turned on.
He was
so... So that lets me know, right? I kind of got a glimpse at Cliff being like, wait a minute. So, Cliff, you ain't so prudy.
He ain't.
Lawyer,
okay,
Gary
Barack.
Congress boy.
Like I said.
Like we said.
He be
you
down
got
to
a crazy,
crazy
horse. Like we said. The nuts need to be drained. Like we said, if you want to sign those bills...
Empty balls.
You need to have empty balls.
Empty balls.
And I think that's what Cliff was letting us know.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, he was finally excited to be like, oh my God, my girl. But like you said,
mm-hmm.
but Jesse, I thought about you, bitch. You ate this up last episode.
I said she
you
wasn't
said,
feeling herself.
Fuck it up, bitch. You
she
ate that.
She wasn't feeling herself.
You ate that.
After her and Mia had that second... studio session, and they was in there seduce,
esking,
gon' spin, his cream. Like, they finally, like, hit that.
Yeah.
And now you see a new Shauna now.
Yeah.
Now Shauna's feeling herself.
You saw she had her little wing liner on,
listen,
bitch?
She came through. She didn't even say hello.
No.
She pressed the FaceTime button.
Put it on pause.
Put it on pause. She came through from the side.
From the side.
I need slid through from the side.
I need you to see everything.
Had her booty on the screen. Pussy lips, too.
Let's go.
Okay?
Let's go.
Like, she was feeling herself.
Yeah. And
I knew that's what she needed. Like,
you're
she
right.
was feeling down in episode
you were
one.
So right.
Episode two, she feeling herself. And I really feel like we really might see Shauna become the bad bitch of the group. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh.
She might be the bad bitch of the group.
Because
I feel like she just... Mia is pressing a button on her.
Yeah.
It's an on button.
Yeah.
Mia is pressing that.
Absolutely. But they're pressing a button for each other.
They are.
And I think that's what's making them a good group.
Yeah.
Before we get to the predictions, though, I think that's the next thing we can do.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to put me on, girl. I need to know what from this episode you be like, bitch, the girls need to know these little fun facts.
Y'all,
what's the tea? Put me
need
on,
to know the put me on fact of this episode. And I kind of touched on it a little bit, but the moment where Mia was like, girl, don't ain't nobody trying to do this Rosa Parks rap shit. Bitch, the girls need something fun.
Something for the summertime. Something for the girls to get ready and party to.
That is literally verbatim what Saweetie said in one of her interviews. I believe it was for My Type. It was a big single, and literally, like, I can literally envision her.
Yeah.
She's, the camera's twirling around her.
It was a B-roll footage.
And she's like, something fun. Something for the summertime.
Yeah.
Something for the girls. And shout out to her, because she's a Cancer like me, and she's a summer baby like me.
Her.
So I feel like we peak at the summertime.
Yeah.
So I was like, whoever wrote that.
No, they ate that. They ate that,
and Mia ate it up, too.
Yeah.
Because, like you were saying, rappers, female rappers, the summertime is that time.
Prime.
If you release a song in the summertime and that shit don't hit...
Oof, then maybe you need to hang it up.
Flat screen.
Give it up for Nicki Minaj again.
Give it up for Nicki.
And I think that's just, like, what it is.
Yeah.
Like, I loved that... I love that it was referenced so easily to female rap.
Yep.
And I love that the writers are including even quotes and just homage to female hip-hop in any way they can.
Yes.
New and old.
Yes. And shout out to Sweetie, because I feel like she doesn't get her flowers. You know, y'all love the drag.
I know, but she's a turn-up girl.
Like, we're not going to act like she didn't give us... She's given us summer bops.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
She's given
shout
us summer bops.
Shout out to Sweetie, bitch. We love you, girl.
Period. Love you down.
So let's get into these predictions, mama. I want to know, from episode two, right? What do you feel is going to give between Shauna? I want to ask you about Shauna first and Mia. But then I want you to go into Cliff and Shauna.
Ooh.
Because I want to know what your opinion about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you think about Shauna's friends like Jill and BB and shit like that? Like, what do you think the dynamics are going to do to that whole situation between Mia and Shauna?
You know what? Let's hit on Jill.
Okay.
I really don't like her.
I know you don't.
I don't like her. She triggered me. She reminds me of why I don't like asking even my friends for shit sometimes. Because, like, you feel like you're my tribe.
Yeah.
I should be able to come to you.
Yeah.
But I'd be scared that they're going to have side conversations about me. So I don't be asking for shit. And
facts.
I feel like that really triggered me. So I don't know. I really feel like Jill is kind of giving me underlying hater.
Mm.
So I don't know. Like, are you going to go to Spotify and show them this? Like, I don't really expect her to do that.
I think it's more of a gatekeeping, gaslighting.
It's like
situation.
I'm in here and I want to protect my spot. So it's kind of giving like Molly and Issa when Issa asked Molly,
just like that.
Literally,
it's
like,
just
can
like
you
that.
Ask your bae to
it's
help me
just
out?
Like, that.
Like literally, and then like Molly
my God,
went
you
around.
Ate that.
Yeah,
that's such a
and
connection.
Molly, yeah, Issa went around Molly's back and went to him anyway, and he was happy to do it.
And
so,
Molly was the more successful friend, had it going on, had the connections. And Shauna's giving kind of Issa in a way it was like, hey, bitch, I'm talented.
Hey,
I'm everything.
Exactly.
But yet, you're not going to help me.
No, you're not going to help me. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I don't like that.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you think she's going to help her?
I think Jill is going to be a pivotal point in this duo. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's because she has the connections in the music industry. And I think that Jill is going to be, the reason why you're not going to like her is because I think she's going to expose how fake she is and be like, because they're going to pop off. I feel like what's going to happen is Shauna and Mia is going to have a seducing scheme pop mm-hmm. off. That's going to be their hit, like debut mm-hmm. single, and it's going to do very well in Miami. Yeah. And then Jill going to come around like, oh my God, hey. I should totally hook you up with Spotify.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey,
exactly.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's giving that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's
I can see that happening too.
It's giving very much that.
Okay, so who else?
And then let's talk about Shauna and Cliff's relationship. Do you think like they're going to go on the up and up, or do you think he's not going to adjust his rap career? Because no shade, his friends made a valid point about, well, you can't be congressman and your girlfriend's up here popping pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, he can.
Yeah.
But like, who said he can't? But like, I do see the reservation.
I do see the reservation too. I feel like they had a conversation in the episode where he was like, you know, like, so this is what you're doing now, like, yeah. kind of like.
And he said, what about you, your values?
Yeah.
Like, what do you,
yeah.
like, what about?
So he's giving very judgmental. So
oh, very
I don't
judgmental.
Know.
Very judgmental.
I don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah.
I hope it stays because I feel like they've been together for years, so I hope they kind of get over that. Mm. Like, that's what I kind of see for them.
I feel that.
Shauna and Mia.
Yeah.
Again. I'm ready for the concert.
Okay.
I'm ready for
okay.
the concert.
So you ready for the concert?
I feel like.
Do you think episode 3 we're going to see them actually record seducing scheme like at the end of the episode? Because that bitch Mia got in the goddamn booth because Shauna was like, I can lay it down for you.
Yeah.
Mia was like, bitch, I got it.
Yeah, she ate that verse
the fuck up.
She ate.
So I'm like,
ooh.
What?
Hold up.
What?
Let me tell you what I think they're going to do. The bop going to come. They're going to play it in somebody's strip club and the city going to love it.
And that's what it is.
That's what I see.
That's what I see.
I see the city going to love it. Like, who is these bitches? Oh, yeah, we down.
Yeah.
Like, period.
Yeah.
We down.
I'm excited for episode 3.
Me too.
I want to see what the fuck
I'm ready for a concert.
I love how you said that. Bitch,
I'm ready for a concert.
I got my ticket, my barcode ready.
I'm ready to scan my barcode. Let me know where the concert is. I'm ready.
With that being said, Jesse, should we close the chat?
Let's close the chat.
Just for this time. And we will catch you guys in the next one. Once again, I am Zach Campbell.
And I'm Jesse Wu. Make sure that y'all are using hashtag rap shit to let us know your thoughts on the show
and
this episode. And we will catch y'all next time.
And join us for new episodes of the Official Rap Shit Podcast each week on HBO Max or wherever you get your podcasts and stream new episodes of Rap Shit Thursdays only on HBO Max, honey.
Here, and make sure that you follow at Rap Shit on Max on Instagram. Follow Scene in Black. That's S-C-E-N-E instead of S-E-E-N. Y'all know what I'm talking about. On Instagram and Twitter. And use hashtag rap shit and tell us who's having a bad bitch renaissance this week.
Can't wait
to see.
We
want to hear your thoughts.
Please tag us down.
Period.
And we'll catch y'all in the next one.
Ow.
And that's chat shit.
We're not bad bitch. We're not chat shit.
Chat Shit is a Scene in Black podcast from HBO Max. Chat Shit is produced by Loudspeakers Network and Radio. The executive producers are Matt Raz and Chris Marrow. Our associate producer is Taylor Hayes. Our social media producer is Pablo Dadon. The show is edited by Tyrell Worley with sound design by Dwayne Crawford. From Radio, executive producers are Issa Rae, Benoni Tego, and Jifa Yador.